On Sunday in the country, it is once again a time to flip the switch and check in with Willie Hallahan, sportingacause.com. Willie, good morning.
Good morning, Marshall, on this questionable weather day.
It's a typical winter day. We get snow, sleet, and rain.
It is. Yep, yep, the big three.
It's just the way the winter has been.
I know, it's crazy. I suppose since we've talked about it before, we should start off with a wrap-up of some Hoosie sports. The girls' basketball team fell last week to Trinity Catholic. They made the quarterfinals and lost to a very good team. They have a center on Trinity who is an all-state, and she was just unstoppable, 6-1. But the Hoosie girls should be proud of their season. They fought the good fight. They ended up 22-0, I think, on the season with a couple losses. By the way, Trinity went on to beat St. Paul, which is a very good team, too. So they're a juggernaut. The Hoosie girls have nothing to be ashamed of. They had a great season. And also the Hoosie boys hockey, they lost in their opening round state game. So, and they had a good season, too. So everybody should feel good about their season. I mention these because if anybody's thinking, well, you're going outside your mandate on your website to talk about sports sports-related fundraisers, well, both of these sports, as they do in other schools, charge to get in a nominal amount to watch a game, and that money goes towards the program. So they are, by definition, sports-related fundraisers. So that's why I mentioned those.
No, absolutely. I remember when Don Martin and I, we headed up Friends of Football for Housatonic, and we raised a lot of money for it and for the football program, and also gave some to the baseball program and everything. The taxpayer dollars you spend don't really go to cover everything that these teams need. Yeah. Plain and simple.
Yeah. No, I read once where 50% of all public schools go outside their tax dollars for funding, and I can't believe it's that small. I would say it's close to 100%. You know, because the budgets are tight. Sports tend to be the first things that they look at to cut, and sports like hockey especially are very expensive. I think they raise like $12,000. Well, kids pay to play in hockey. Each player at Hoosie has to pony up $600 either by selling ads or one way or the other to play. I mean, it's an expensive sport, and they largely underwrite it themselves.
It's pretty amazing what they do.
Yeah.
All right, so what do we have on the Sporting Across calendar?
Well, I'd like to talk for a minute about something that happened yesterday. It was the Winsted Penguin Plunge. It was postponed from the week before because of weather, held at Highland Lake. It's billed as the largest, the most profitable grassroots event that Special Olympics puts on in Connecticut. Each state takes care of its own fundraising for Special Olympics. And they raised close to a couple varying numbers, but yesterday, while I was there, I heard $80,000 they raised by people, teams running into the water. And it was a hoot to watch. I mean, last year, this I guess it's going to be kind of a weather-themed report. Last year at this event, the participants just ran into open water. You know, there was no ice on the lake. Yesterday, there were ice fishermen out there. They had to cut basically a rectangle about the size of a swimming pool, and the ice is 10 to 12 inches thick. So that's what the people ran into, this swimming pool-sized area of water. And there was a Boy Scout troop from Torrington. There were a dozen of them, along with their troop leaders, that ran in full uniform.
Oh, God.
And people wore all these zany things, you know, the superhero costumes, and there were a couple guys who were ice fishing. I was positioned there to take pictures, and these two young fellows came up and were wondering what was going on, and they wondered what the cause was, and before you know it, I saw them. They were stripped down to their boxer shorts, and they ran in too. So these people who plan all year, and they're people who decided at the last minute. They just got caught up in the moment, and it was fun to watch.
Well, you're crazy if you're out there being an ice fisherman anyway. So what's the difference? Well,
when you're cold, wet, dry, what's the difference? So anyway, that was a very successful event. It always is, and the fact that they delayed it a week didn't seem to matter in terms of the crowd and the participants. Today, I know you mentioned earlier the Connecticut Rod and Gun Club ham shoot. They've canceled that for today because of the weather.
Okay.
I think they're since there are six of them in all, there are five more each Sunday for the next 5 weeks. So if they have to cancel one, it doesn't devastate them. So they're erring on the side of safety. But next week, next Sunday, and for the next five, there'll be the ham shoots. Fun events for the family. Also today, but still on, over at Mohawk Mountain, is the ninth annual firefighter race. And I've never seen this, but I've seen pictures of it. It looks like a very cool event. There are teams of firefighters from different fire companies who compete in a skiing competition. But they have to wear all of their turnout gear and helmets and everything. It's got to be a gas. And that's over at Mohawk Mountain. It benefits the Connecticut Burn Center at Bridgeport Hospital. Very worthy cause. It's going to be going on from 10 to 4. And it's the fundraiser is from the participants themselves. They pay like $200 a team to participate. And if you want to go over and watch, you can watch from the lodge. You can see the lower part of the race from the lodge, and that's free. Or if you want to get out onto the mountain, then you have to buy a lift ticket. But it could be free or make a donation. You know, again, it's a very worthy cause. And then on to next weekend, next Saturday, the 16th, the Canaan VFW Auxiliary Bunko Tournament. I cover Bunko events. It's not exactly a sport, but, hey, the bulk of them are in the wintertime. Things are slow. I call it a sport. That's over at the Couch Pipa. Did I say that right? VFW Hall in Canaan. We seem to have this ongoing debate about how to pronounce that.
I've always thought it was Pipa. Some people say Pipa, but I it's Pipa.
Yeah.
Tomato,
tomato, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, the VFW Hall over in Canaan, that's the site of that. And I've never played that before, but they also do it at the Sharon Fire Company, and in Torrington there's one. It sounds like a real hoot that people have fun with. It's only $20 to get in, and they provide food and snacks, and there's a cash bar, and it's just a good time. And the proceeds from that will go for veterans in need and locally. Good cause. Then next Sunday, that would be the 17th, there's another ham shoot. Hopefully this one will come off all right. And also next Sunday, there's a Hoops for Hope, which is a 3-on-3 basketball tournament over at Marist College. This is a big deal, and it benefits the Miles of Hope Breast Cancer Foundation. There are a couple of races that I cover during the year that also benefit that cause. And all the details, again, that's the fundraiser is mostly from the participants. They pay a certain amount to get into the tournament, and I'm not sure if it's free to get in and watch or not, but anyway, most of the details you can get on sportingacause.com. And then next Sunday, also the same day, there's a Make-A-Wish Ski-A-Thon at Ski Sundown. If that sounds familiar, we had one last weekend at Mohawk Mountain. It's a fundraiser for the Make-A-Wish Foundation, which we all know is a really good cause. And there are two high school girls that organized both of these. And I can't say enough about the youth in terms of fundraising. By the way, just jumping back to the Penguin Plunge, 25% of the participants were young people. Torrington High School, Pomerog, all the grade schools in Region 7 all came, plus the Boy Scouts. So a full quarter of the participants, whether it was a quarter of the fundraising, I'm not sure. But the takeaway here is the kids more and more, and always have been, large participants in a lot of these fundraising events, and that needs to be noted.
When you get our age, just getting in a cold shower is shocking.
You're right. Don't need a cold shower anymore.
No, long gone. That's why if the heat's off, you're in big trouble.
And that's pretty much it for the coming week. Again, this time of year, although there are fewer events, there seems to be more variety. The following week is going to be the dodgeball tournament in Litchfield, which has become a huge fundraiser for the Litchfield Education Foundation. It's kind of a after-school enrichment program, and they thought about a kind of a different kind of event, and they dress up. It's a retro thing. They dress up in 70s costumes, and they play dodgeball, and it's one of those events that you pay to play in, and it's free to watch, so that should be fun, too. But that's the following week, and then we're starting to get into spring.
Won't be long till the golf tournament's coming on.
I know. I know. I heard somewhere, I saw it on Facebook or something, Jeannie Soller said that the Murph Open date has been called. I don't want to say the date because I'm not sure. I can't remember the date, but at least it's been determined. And so that's the first inkling of the spring and summer golf tournaments that I've been able to see. So, yeah, we're not far away.
Well, you know, back in my days, I haven't golfed since my surgery, but before my surgery, I used to golf all winter long. There's a golf course up in Verbank, New York.
Oh, yes. Winding, is it Winding Brook or something?
Something like that. Yeah. But it was a great thing because even if you can't drive the ball far in the wintertime, you play winter golf, all you have to do is take your putter and hit it along the ground, yeah. And it goes for like 300 yards.
Yeah, I know it. I feel like Tiger Woods there for...
But it's a hell of a thing to try to get that ball to stick on the green.
Yeah, no, I years ago I went there.
I went there for 2 years straight, yeah, a couple times in the winter with Jim Kennedy and a bunch of people.
Yeah. One time it was in the early spring. Nothing else was open around here. I traveled over there, and the parking lot was packed.
Therefore,
they had carts even going, so the ground was firm enough. And it was like an hour and a half wait to tee off. So, you know, people are all jonesing this time. Golfers are just, we can't hit the courses soon enough.
All right. Willie, we'll check with you again next week.
All right, Marshall. Thanks again, as always.